Well, you're looking at a mixture of designs, but basically, what inspired me originally was the wonderful Victorian cards that they produced, and they are absolutely stunning. And when I looked at them, I thought, well, what I'm doing actually doesn't compare at all. But I've tried to take it on a step further than the normal run-of-the-mill type card. And so, using quilling, as I've got a card here now, and it's lavender, and I've just quilled different color
Can
shades of
you,
lilac,
when you
and
say quilled, what does that mean?
that's just rolling up pieces of paper cut into thin strips, and then let it spring out and take it to a point, and you've got a little teardrop, but it looks like a petal. And that's how I've done these
How
cards.
very
This one
clever.
that features on the front of my second book that Search Press actually commissioned me to do. What I'm doing at the moment is silk ribbon roses. They look lovely because you can colour them, you can dye them, or you can use a stamp pad, a coloured stamp pad, and just run it along the silk and you get your own colours.
I have to say, I've never seen anything quite like it.
Thank
They're
you.
very beautiful,
Thank you.
but also fairly marginal sort of marketplace.
Well, I would think it would appeal to women rather than a man having that. But in actual fact, card making is absolutely extraordinary. It's going on everywhere in the country. It's just been amazing. And of course, another aspect which I love is when people are struggling a little bit with their lives, it's a form of relaxation.
Very therapeutic.
Very therapeutic, absolutely amazing. I've come across this so often where people are struggling, and it's just been amazing the difference it's made to their lives because it's giving them a sort of vocation. They never imagined they could actually do anything like this, and of course they can, and it gives them a wonderful boost.
And you teach you, where do you teach here?
Well, here we've got a lovely classroom. We had a teacher that was doing card making. She's now gone on to teaching at Bay House School, a local school. So, in a way, I was thrown in the deep end. I thought, well, either I'm just going to let this slide and not do any more. But I actually love designing. And then one of the ladies said, why don't you do it just once a month? So that's what I do. I have a class of 12 ladies, and they come once a month.
And presumably you have a waiting list.
Well, I haven't really pushed this. I've got full classes, but I haven't had to turn anybody away at the moment. But this is the third Saturday that I've actually done it. So the last 3 months I've done this. And I wanted to see that I could do it actually, get back to teaching. Designing is something, but teaching is another aspect. But I absolutely love it, especially if they've enjoyed the afternoon. And exactly what we're doing, what we're moving on to, is getting scraps of fabric which have been embroidered. It could be cushion on a cushion or curtains, and using the remnants, cutting out the design. And as you can see with this card, that's just a cutout from an odd piece of fabric that was left.
Wow.
And all the stitching with the gold thread, and you might not give that piece of fabric a second glance, but when you look at it from a card maker's point of view, you then get inspired to actually do something lovely with it.
That's what you call recycling.
Absolutely. And with these cards, as the Victorians cherish their cards, obviously, because we've now been fortunate enough to buy these cards.
Do you know, it's the sort of thing that I wouldn't mind having a go at myself for, is I'm very girly.
Not at all. No, we have had men. Ruth had several men that would come, and especially they would make cards for Mother's Day
Of
and,
course.
yeah, for the wives' birthdays, special occasions, and they thoroughly enjoyed it.
And are young people getting involved in this at all?
Yes, of all ages. Even my granddaughters, right from when they were quite young, was making cards, and they still do. And I was just looking at all the lovely ones they'd sent me over the years that they've made.
Well, Patricia, or Pat, thank you to you and Tony for sparing this time with me.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Goodbye.